Do this in remembrance of me. 1 Corinthians 11:24. The Lord's Supper must not be neglected or substituted with another practice, no matter how modern or fashionable the new, improved way may seem. Christ sacrificed himself to save and identify with his people, and in the Lord's Supper, his people remember their salvation and identify with Christ. The glorified Christ fellowships with and provides spiritual nourishment to his body. 1 Corinthians 10:16. This nourishment is conveyed to Christians by the Holy Spirit who dwells in them. Romans 8:9-11. This is not contrary to reason, just above reason. The Lord's Supper will always be a reminder of the significance of not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:11. The profound meaning of this scripture is not contained in the chronological order of love. That would elevate the love of the saint to heretical status by giving it some value apart from saving grace. The revelation contained in this scripture is how the saint must understand his relationship with God if he is to keep his first love, Revelation 2:4. As Charles Spurgeon wrote, the love of God in the heart of the saint must be divinely nourished. There is no true love to Jesus in the heart but that which cometh from the Lord Jesus himself. This must ever be a great and certain truth, that we love him for no other reason than because he first loved us. Our love to him is the fair offspring of his love to us. Never should we have had a grain of love towards God unless it had been sown in us by the sweet seed of his love to us. Love must feed on love. The very soul and life of our love to God is his love to us.